This is Free Talk Live, and we are not in New Hampshire tonight. For once, we're actually in Texas, the Austin, Texas area, for what is the very first ever Texas Bitcoin Conference. You can go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and learn more about this event. It's not too late to show up. Tomorrow is the big day, so come on up if you are in the Austin area. There's actually general admission tickets that are available for $100, and there's also full conference tickets available for $325. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening tomorrow, including a special benefit luncheon that our friend Michelle Seven, former co-host on Free Talk Live, is going to be putting together.
Who just walked in?
We were asking about her earlier, and we'll have to drag her onto a microphone here at some point. But right now, we are on with Nima Vidati, who we've had on the show via phone in the past, and it's been a while. Welcome.
Thank you.
And close right on in on that microphone, if you don't mind.
Am I a little low? How's that?
You're sounding better now.
Is that better?
Nima, you are one of the co-hosts of the Freedom Fiends.
Freedom Fiends.
What is Freedom Fiends?
Freedom Fiends. It's our talk radio show, man. I think we're on like 20 stations, and we got a big break from you, Ian, when you put us on LRN. And
that's right.
We've been doing live radio ever since.
Now, how long have you been doing Freedom Fiends? LRN, basically.
Since LRN? Prior to. You guys were doing it prior to LRN.
Yeah, but I want to know from the time that he started on LRN.
Oh, man. You put me on the spot. More than a year and a half. Almost 2 years?
So in 2 years, you've got 20 radio stations?
They haven't even been doing... Mark. They got on LRN.FM, which is my network that I program, and then the Genesis Communications Network, which is the network...
We didn't start GCN until March of last year is when we started GCN. So.
Yeah, so not even quite a year. Just about a year then, I guess.
20 stations in a year. How long did it take us to get that many?
Three or four years.
Yeah. Wow.
We stand on the shoulders of giants.
I mean,
you guys paved the way. When Michael calls stations, he regularly says, you know, we're kind of like Free Talk Live.
Mm. And most of the program directors are like, who?
What?
They still don't know who we are, actually. I mean, I've been calling program directors for a decade almost at this point.
Wow.
And there's still plenty of stations I'll call. And, you know, one of the first questions I'll ask when I finally get a program director on the phone is, have you heard of Free Talk Live? And nope, they haven't. So, I mean, we've spent thousands of dollars on marketing Free Talk Live and, you know, putting advertisements in talk radio industry publications. And, you know, just a lot of these guys aren't paying attention to those things. And so they've never heard of me until I call and actually talk to them. But it certainly has, I think, been helpful to have Free Talk Live out there because the model that we've created, it works if you're willing to work the model. And that's what Michael Dean is doing. He's your partner on the air.
Oh, yeah.
He's calling radio stations. I don't know if you're doing any of that work.
I started for a little bit, but the full-time job and the wife kid kind of put a kibosh on that.
So he's been calling radio stations, and that's what it takes. I mean, it takes the effort of getting your show in front of program directors and then still being there, you know, a year later when the program director's finally ready to do something about it.
Yes.
Yeah. It almost never happens that you'll call a radio station and the program director is like, I was looking for you guys.
Nope. They say, hey, call me in 6 months.
Yeah.
And then in 6 months, you have to remind them who you are.
Now, not only does he manage to pull that off, but he also he's also constantly working in other areas that interest him. What is it, Meowbit?
Meowbit
is his new project.
We were joking before we got on the air that we must mention Meowbit.
Yeah, right. Because Michael Dean's kind of like I'd call him the fairy godmother, but it's a little more sadistic than that. It listens in on all of our shows to make sure that we're talking about the right things and giving away the right promotional materials.
He's the central scrutinizer. Yeah,
indeed. Yes. He is. Like, everybody's worried about the NSA peeking in. Like, I'm just trying to keep Michael W. Dean off my back.
So, hold on. Now, Meowbit is not the same project that Michael has been promoting, which up until this point has been Free Speech
Free
Me.
Free Speech Me, yes.
In fact, we're still running the Free Speech Me ads because I haven't had a chance to change them out to the Meowbit ones since we've been here. But what's the difference?
Okay, so Free Speech Me was browser-based. It was for Firefox, right?
Mm-hmm. And the concept is that you can access websites that don't go through the central DNS database.
Correct, right. So ICANN can't take away your website.
I can't.
Yes. ICANN is the centralized database of domain names.
Correct. Yeah. And so they won't be able to, the FBI won't be able to send something to them saying, hey, take down this website. No takedown notices. So if you have a website that you have a .bit mirror to, it's basically like your website then becomes goon-proof, as we like to call it.
What's a goon?
A goon. A government goon. Somebody who goes and takes things from others.
I see. Gotcha.
So do you know what website the Meowbit is at? Right
yeah,
now?
It's pretty simple. It's meowbit.com.
Meowbit. Meowbit.
Yes. Like the sound a kitten makes. Now, that's how you know the project is headed by Michael Dean.
Right,
W.
Sure. Because he has a really unhealthy obsession with cats.
I think he really loves kitties.
He does. He does.
Is it ever unhealthy to love cats?
I don't know.
Do you There's have crazy. An unhealthy love of cats?
Crazy cat people aren't unhealthy necessarily.
Just crazy. Right.
Why do they put the first word in there?
You could be a clean, crazy cat person, and you can be a dirty, crazy cat person. So, you know, I mean, there's a variety in there.
Yes.
I think.
There's room on the cat spectrum.
I've never been to Michael Dean's house, so I don't know how, you know, clean he is.
He keeps it clean. Okay. So I'll vouch for him on
okay.
that. So, Meowbit, why it's better than Free Speech Me is it's a system install. So, it's on your computer. It's something you put in, and then you just use the computer like you would normally use it. You don't have to.
So, whichever browser.
Chrome, Safari, Internet Explorer, whatever you want to
do. I'm told Windows only at this moment.
Windows only right now. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they'd
obviously. This is new. I mean, this is fresh. It just came out. It's
literally. Yes. Yeah. Michael decided to do this as an idea, and it took him a week. We've got a programmer working on it, a fellow fiend.
Excellent.
And everything's been moving really fast. And like you say, you're still playing the Free Speech Me ads, and that's fine. The concept is still great. We still want to push people to Namecoin and .bit. But now, this is the new thing. It's an update. It's not building on the code, but it's building on the concept.
So is that why you're here at the conference, is to promote Meowbit?
Sort of.
What brings you here? I mean, you live in the area, so it's convenient.
Austin. Yeah, I couldn't have a good excuse of why I didn't show up.
You had to show up.
You know, Pork Fest and stuff like that, I can be like, oh man, I'm not going to drive up to New Hampshire and I'm not going to fly. But if I live in Austin, I can't skip this.
I've been trying to twist Michael Dean's arm to show up at Pork Fest. He says his wife is actually considering it now.
Really? My wife's considering it too.
Ooh.
I think women have some romantic love of New England for some reason. They imagine the leaves and the weather. And
well, I'll tell you, the leaves really are amazing, and I contend that at least 7 months out of the year, it's the most beautiful place in the world to live. three other months, no, not so much.
What about the extra two? Just tolerable?
It's really where you're at. Okay. Mud season isn't anybody's favorite. And
there's a whole season for mud?
There is. It's not a three-month season, though. It just kind of slides in after winter and before spring.
Right.
No, you should totally bring the wife and kids or child.
How is this different from Pork Fest? Because I imagine this is different. I've never done a conference.
You mean this event?
This event.
Oh,
yes.
Totally
no
tents.
Totally different.
Yeah, Pork Fest, there's no open
Pork
drug
Fest
use
is
here.
Intense.
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 I get it.
Right. As opposed to intense. Pork Fest, there actually is a hotel. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, by the way, is what we're talking about. It's a Free State Project event that they put on a yearly basis during the summertime in New Hampshire. And it's a great excuse to come see New Hampshire and see the community of liberty activists that have come there, and many other hundreds of people who are not yet moved. Most of Porkfest are total newbies, people who've never been to New Hampshire before. And last year, I think there were around 1,500 people. Probably only about 200 of them were actually living in New Hampshire at the time. So it's a great way to bring folks together. And you don't see anybody ripping on a bong here at the at least not out in the open.
Yeah, you're just not hanging out in the right places, Ian.
Texas Bitcoin Conference. Apparently not. But you'll see that at Porkfest. There might be a topless lady at Porkfest or something like that. It's more of like a camping fun party.
But your Porkfest experience is entirely different than mine.
There's like a family zone too, where you're not likely to see the bong rip.
Okay. What's the family zone like, Mark?
I've got
a family now. I mean, I gotta know
the kids
stuff.
Are playing on the equipment. They're having a great time. Nobody ripping bongs. Nobody running around with their shirt off. At least not that I can think of. And
there's no little kids running around naked.
Well, there's probably that. Big deal. But yeah, I mean, there's speeches and those kind of things and big tents, and it's just it's really what you want it to be, because there's so many different people there. It's really for people who love the ideas of liberty.
Do you want to stick with us for a little bit?
Sure. Yeah,
right,
I can stick around.
I'd like to find out what you're up to. I mean, besides working, I know that we originally met you when you were doing some rap music. And,
I actually had a call from a rapper.
Let's talk about that. Coming up here in moments, more with Nima V from the Freedom Fiends. Freedomfiends.com is that website. We'll come back with more here from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We are live. promo code FTL20. Nima V is with us. Nima Vidati,
yeah,
from the Freedom Fiends, but also kind of a rap musician as well. And I don't know if you're still doing that, and that's kind of what I wanted to follow up with you about. That's how we found out about you. You created a rap music track called I Own Me, and that's when we first interviewed you.
That's right. Yeah, it was the first time I was ever on LRN.
Were you on the Freedom Fiends at that time?
No, not at all. That's actually how Michael met me.
Really?
Music. Yeah, he saw the I Own Me music video and said, hey, man, come over. I'll cook you some buffalo chili. Wife will cook you some buffalo chili.
You both happened to be living in Casper, Wyoming at that time?
No, I moved to Casper a few months after that.
Uh-huh.
But he had remembered me. He had contacted me initially, and yep. So that's how we met up. He's like, oh, you're in Casper now. Come on over and eat some buffalo chili.
And how was the chili?
It was decent.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I mean, it was great, DJ. It was the best buffalo chili ever.
And so you guys became friends, and at some point, the Freedom Fiends began.
Guns and Weed happened first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we did Guns and Weed.
That's great, a movie.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom.
I thought it was just like a party over the weekend.
That started as a rap song, too. Michael put me in his booth. He played this beat he had made with his bass and mm-hmm. some drum loops from his old band. And
what was his band?
Bomb.
Bomb.
Bomb. And this is Guns and Weed and Bomb. And yeah.
This is a punk rock band from the 80s.
Late 80s, early 90s, I think. Or all the 80s. You might be right. But and in the line or in the song, I had a line about, you know, I want my guns and my weed. I mean, right. What is this? Why do I have to choose?
And you guys made a documentary film about guns and weed, which we've been advertising quite a bit, just gratis.
We appreciate that. On, yeah, you guys are great.
On the LRN streams and the Free Talk Live streams. And it's a great movie. And that's,
you know,
the reason why I wanted to promote it. And I think
it's funny because when you first interviewed me about it, I was like, yeah, and my co-producer, you know, you can have him on too. You're like, no, we don't know him. We'll just talk to you. And now Michael talks to you like every week or something.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
So gunsandweed.com.
Yes. Yes.
And you can go there. And I believe you guys have ended up releasing the whole thing online to watch, right?
It was all on YouTube. Now most of it's still on YouTube. Okay. But the distribution company actually owns the rights to that. And so they took off four or five of it. But hey, the beauty of BitTorrent, man.
It's true.
Still there as a torrent in a couple of different aspect ratios. So
are you still doing music?
Yeah. Yeah. I still do music. Not a whole lot. I mean, mostly what I do now
is. You get a family and et cetera,
yeah,
a job.
Yeah. So I DJ on the weekends. And
where? Like a strip club?
No, I'm not that kind of DJ. Put the coin
on
the
coin. Give it up for Randy. Randy, everybody.
right. None of
what
that.
What do you DJ?
No, I'm a wedding DJ.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually...
Because there's only a few types of DJs, right? There's like a DJ
club,
from a radio station.
Club.
There's a DJ from a strip club.
Yeah.
And a wedding DJ.
Right. But I'm a cool wedding DJ. Like, I actually mix the music together. I have turntables and I spin, you'd call it. I don't press play. And I also... I still make beats, and I've got a song I was had a concept for called See My Chains, and it was going to be a song where the chorus is a sample from from a Naughty by Nature song called The Chain Remains. And that was sort of the concept of it, was I'm going to explain to you the chains that you have on you, and you don't even know
it.
So that's in the works.
Cool.
I don't know when it'll actually happen, though. It's hard to yell into a microphone when the baby is crying louder than the yelling.
Yeah, definitely let us know when that does happen.
Okay.
I'm grateful that you came out, man, and thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. FreedomFiends.com. What else can you plug out there? You got
GunsAndWeed.com.
Guns and Weed. MeowBit.
MeowBit.com. Go to MeowBit.com. FreeSpeechMe.org.
I think he's kind of shutting that down. I don't know if they're going to keep going with Free Speech.
No, it still exists.
It does.
It's out there. Yeah,
okay.
If people are interested in that, if they have Firefox, they don't want MeowBit. Try Free Speech. Do it all. It's all
cool.
There.
And so, are you doing TV anymore? You used to do television production newsman stuff.
Yes, I was a TV reporter and anchor. I still do video. It's one of the
You've
reasons I'm here.
Camera.
I brought a video camera. I'm going to do sort of video coverage and audio coverage of this event right here.
For the Freedom Fiends or just for you?
Yeah. For the freedomfiends.com/blog. You know, we have a blog too.
Great.
So we'll put the videos up there. I'll put them on my YouTube page.
But are you sick of the mainstream media? Did you drop out?
That's why
world.
I left, and we've dealt with that a lot on our talk radio show, so you can go listen to the archives. But the premise of mainstream media is just completely flawed, and I couldn't really sit there and tell the stories I wanted to tell. And after some conflicts with the news directors, I decided I'd rather not and try to do my own stuff. And
what those conflicts look like, I mean, a lot of people think that it's controlled from the top down by a few rich people, and I don't think it is. I think
no.
it's just
it, no it, it's more the beginning of your day at a TV station, you have your editorial meeting, your news meeting, and you pitch stories. Each reporter is responsible for pitching, you know, three stories, having three in the can, sort of, or ready to pitch. And the news director will just say, you know, they'll poo-poo it, or they'll say yay. And so you pitch stuff, and they're like, no, I don't know if we want to do a story like that.
They don't have their vision. They don't have the same vision.
They don't have the same vision. They kind of want to make soccer moms scared.
To tune in, you got to keep them through the news all the way to the very end. Nima Vedati, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. We're going to come back with more from the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Check him out at freedomfiends.com. And when you get that song out, let us know. We'll talk about it then.